Om Shanti. Such a beautiful time to really create a beautiful presence with Baba. I think silence is an invitation from Baba to say, come be with me. And when the child from the heart says, yes, Baba, I am present, then Baba is totally present for me. And so as we enjoy today in this beautiful silence with Baba, how Baba said this morning, let it be natural. I don't have to be quiet. I have to be present. It's about being present with Baba that creates the natural silence. If I'm trying to be quiet, but Baba is not present, the silence is very unnatural. I'm avoiding, I am trying to do things that are not natural to my being. But when I'm present, then the soul is naturally silent. And so today is really a day from Amrit Vela, an invocation to really be with Baba. It's all about recognition. Sometimes in our journey, we don't have enough silence to recognize Baba. It's when the soul recognizes Baba, there's natural silence. When I look at someone that I have not seen for a long, long time, and the heart has recognized the soul, you become quiet. You feel rested inside because you have found. And so really during this time of silence, to see how deep is my recognition, is a beautiful Hindi song that goes, Tu Vohi Hai, you are that same one. And as I sit in silence, can I look at Baba and let the heart say, Tu Vohi Hai, you are that same one. This is the invitation into silence. We're not removing things, but we're downloading the most beautiful energy. And in that silence, the rest gets taken care of by itself. Today Baba was saying that it's the remembrance of the intellect, and in this time of silence, it's about that recognition. It's about experience. It's about going into the depth of Baba's drishti. These are the eyes that know me. These are the eyes that recognized me after a cycle and said, come my child, come. Can I take drishti from Baba and allow that drishti to make me silent and full of love and make me feel I belong? Because when I belong, I'm naturally silent. The soul doesn't need anything then. So silence is not something that I do, but it's a journey that creates a deep, deep sense of belonging, a deep, deep sense of experiencing that ocean. Baba wants to be with me. But in order for me to be with Baba, the soul has to be available. And to be available means to be silent. Sometimes you can be physically silent, but the mind is very noisy. And therefore I'm not available. Baba wants to leave the deepest imprint on the child. But in order for that imprint to be laid, the soul needs to be silent, needs to be quiet. The silence is the silence of purity. Purity makes the soul silent. And as we're spending time in Madhuban, we bathe in that silence of purity. And we allow the purity of our home, the purity of Baba, the purity of the family, the purity of the environment to make the soul clean and silent. So today as we take that time to be silent, bathe in purity. Baba meets the child in that space. The silence of the subtle region. A family place where each one of us belong. Baba said yesterday, I think, no sections, there's no genealogical tree in the subtle region. I can be as close to Baba as I want to. And what does it mean to be in silence? Means to spend time in the subtle. To get lost in that subtlety. Because there's a whole world, a complete whole world, that's waiting for the soul to experience. Baba lifts me from the physical. He waits to be with me in the subtle. And not only Bab Dada, but all our ancestor souls, all our dearest beloved elders, who knows our journey and still hold our hand for us to get to our destination. They want to support me and mentor me and fill me with that encouragement that I can do it. In the silence of the subtle region, spend time with them. Spend time with Baba. Spend time with Baba's drishti. And whatever it is you feel that the soul needs. Each of our daddies have left an amazing gift for us. We're so different, each one of us. But each one of us has a role model that resonates with our being. And we can spend time and take that nourishment, take that support. It's a beautiful space to be. That's what it means to be in a day of silence. I can be here or I can be there. But the most important thing is I'm present. And to be silent means to be present with that which is most real. the silence of the home. We need the silence so that our sanskars, the only thing our sanskars respect is silence. So if there's any sanskars that are still noisy, that takes away my subtlety, let me stay merged in the experience of the stillness of the home, the presence of Baba, and allow those sanskars to become quiet. This is the journey of the silent stay. It's a beautiful time. It's a time that I can be with Baba in the most natural way that I want to. In the midst of a crowd, I'm with the One. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to be away from anyone. But let my presence be such that they too feel comfortable. My silence shouldn't be awkward to anyone, because that's not real silence. My silence should be so natural and comfortable that in my presence they also feel, let me also be quiet. Let me also be where that soul is, because it feels nice. This is the level of silence that Baba is inviting us as we spend time together. And so today, as we journey through together, really going deep, deep inside, and allow these three levels of silence. Firstly, the silence of purity to make the soul quiet. The silence of the meeting. So being with Bab Dada, being filled with that drishti. Let Baba's drishti take you into a world that's so real. The world makes us see many things, but Baba makes us see the truth. Baba makes us see that which is eternally beautiful. Baba's drishti gives me back life. The power of Baba's drishti fills the soul many ways. We have to be very alert that we don't get distracted. There are many things along this journey that can distract the soul from being with One. And sometimes we still have the sanskar of doing. And so even mentally we're doing. I may say I'm silent, but I'm doing. I'm even doing silence. So odd, isn't it? Can't do silence. Can just be silent. And so really to go into that fullness of that experience and beautifully become merged in that ocean. And then really the silence of the home. And as tonight when we will go to the Tower of Peace, build your day into a climax, because like our Baba that just took off and left such a beautiful memorial of stability. And as we'll be having yoga at that Tower of Peace, it's that takeoff. But build up to that takeoff in your silence today. So that you're not just around, but each hour build the momentum, build the strength of that silence, build the purity of the silence, build the connection of the silence, build that sense of deep, deep belonging, so that the soul can then take off. Because this is the beauty of what today offers. And if along the way the soul is still feeling numb and nothing is happening, we want things to happen. But there's many things that can happen along the way. Just be kindly proactive with yourself. Maybe it's as simple as just drinking more water so that you stay alert. You don't have to be superhuman. Yeah? Maybe you just need more water, you'll stay alert. So do what it needs to. If you need to walk, do what you need to. But build that space. If things surfaces in your mind which is a residue of the past, then just hand it over. Don't analyze it too much. Because whatever has come to go. Because sometimes in the silence, things that are deep in the subconscious will surface. But when they surface in that way, don't hold it, don't touch it. I remember once Dari Janki said to me, if anything comes, don't even put your hand on it, don't touch it. Because once you touch it, you start owning it again. And it's gone. We've given it to Baba, it's gone. So if it's come to surface, just look at it. It'll go. Don't give it strength, don't give it attention. Just watch it and put it in Baba's purest energy. It's one of the deepest things that takes the soul away from pure silence is memories of the past. And as much as the soul wants to be present and wants to be in that deep space of silence, the residue of the past begins to surface. And in this day of silence, don't waste that time analyzing it, touching it, feeling bad about it. Just hand it over. Baba, I want to be with you today. You hold it. He does. His mom and dad. Baba cares. His mom and dad. And if Baba's mom and dad, he wants you to be nurtured fully. He wants you to heal fully. He wants you to feel completely loved. And let that silence make you feel loved. Because that will fill the soul with so much power that it opens capacity. Silence needs to open the capacity of the soul. Baba wants to fill the soul so completely, but if my capacity is closed, then I can't take fully from Baba. So when I feel deeply loved and I feel settled, the soul's heart begins to open. And when the heart opens, it opens capacity. It allows the benevolence within my being to flow once again. And like Baba, that benevolence is wholesome, complete, silent. The soul doesn't need anything. It doesn't ask for anything. It just experiences. And silence gives me the opportunity to experience the reward of this confluence aged time. If not now, then when? These days are so few. These days are so precious. And so use every moment, every hour of this time to be with Baba and make that silence joyful. Silence is not serious. Silence is not stiff. It's joyful. It's that joyful silence that will bring strength to the soul. It's a happy silence that's shifting things and making the soul feel that power. So let us now very powerfully invoke Baba once again as we journey further into the silence. The morning was beautiful. We invited Baba and we felt Baba with us. And we held on to Baba's hand from that time. And now we came back together with Baba as this beautiful group of angels. So let us just powerfully go within. Allow the heart and mind to become very quiet. And from deep within your being, let's journey. Let the gross energies that may still be around gently melt away. Baba, sweet Baba, I am coming to you. Feel yourself in the presence of Bab Dada's powerful Drishti. Drishti filled with so much love and acceptance. Just allow yourself to be lost in those eyes of truth that knows you. Let Bab Dada's Drishti reveal to you the truth of who you are. Just continue to look at Baba. Let Baba's Drishti awaken that part of you that for so long had been longing for its perfection, but was kept aside. Let Baba's Drishti of purity, wash the soul. Any residue that the soul may be holding, let Baba's pure love touch that part of my being and wash it away. Baba, the eternal surgeon, is present. And as I remain still, Baba can do deep work on the soul. I continue to bathe in that light and love. This is a light of love that knows me, understands me. And has accepted me for just who I am. In the silence I go deep. I let go of the subtle threads that hold me back. And I come closer and closer to you, Baba. Just continue to take drishti from Baba. As Baba does deep work on the soul. Stay very alert. Stay very present. Feel Bhavdada's drishti for you. This is my moment with you, God. The greatest gift of the confluence age. It's Baba's drishti, which we never experience through the whole cycle. Soul's thirst for one moment of that drishti. And yet Baba's drishti is present for me. Absorb Baba's drishti. This is my moment with Baba. Take as much as you want to from Baba's drishti. accumulate, become full. Baba is present, and I am present. And in the silence, there's a meeting. Stay alert. This is my moment with Baba. Baba's drishti is filling I, the soul. Continue to receive that drishti. When Baba comes at the confluence, he meets me through these eyes. In the silence, meet Baba. try to stay alert. Stay awakened to this moment. Baba meets me through these eyes after a whole cycle. Stay alert and feel that drishti. What is it that Baba is offering to the child? Feel it.